USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will be discussing growing tensions with Iran when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Tuesday.
We'll be talking about Iran. We'll be talking about various things that we're doing.
Talking with reporters in New York, the president noted that the United States is putting great pressure on Iran through sanctions, and the sanctions are taking their toll.
Iran is a different place than when I took over. When I took over the United States, when I became president, Iran was a real threat to the entire Middle East and maybe beyond.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with the whistleblower complaint. Opening the Senate, McConnell called it a sensitive matter and said it should be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors and not in the media. The issue involves a July phone call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
America's Health and Human Services Chief addresses the UN General Assembly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Secretary Alex Azar discussing the United States' stance on abortion at the UN General Assembly.
There is no international right to an abortion, and these terms should not be used to promote pro-abortion policies and measures.
Azar was joined by a coalition of nations in urging the UN to abandon language they feel promotes abortion around the globe. The statement was supported by Russia, Saudi Arabia, the Sudan, and Yemen, among others.
An officer in Florida is suspended and under investigation after arresting two children under 10 years old last week for throwing temper tantrums at a Florida school. Florida State Attorney Armis Ayla says she hears the public's outcry.
When it comes to little elementary age children, we will not negotiate justice ever. Today, the healing can start.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new radio listener special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump is in New York City, the president is making a big pitch for international religious freedom.
Our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. Regrettably, the religious freedom enjoyed by American citizens is rare in the world. Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%. As we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious beliefs. So hard to believe. Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
And finally, Monday is the first day of fall. That means 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night for most places. After today, we'll see more night than daytime until the winter solstice in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.